brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Adam Kokesh is our guest, and we're going to take your phone calls, actually, just right now, and then the next segment, Adam and I, if we take these calls that have been holding, we can get into a discussion about the society he'd like to see versus what I'm talking about versus what, you're calling for out there. I just think government has dumbed people down so much that we're in a lot of trouble. And I'm just trying to stop the New World Order that's coming down on us like a ton of bricks. But I understand sometimes the big bold idea can be so large it overshadows. Like their idea of tyranny is so big that it tends to overshadow things because they reach so far. Maybe we do need to reach even further, and then it's the bold stroke miss, but often does hit, to butcher some Shakespeare. Let's talk to Montine in Georgia. You're on the air, Montine.
Hey, Alex. I was one of the people. Hey, do you remember having Steve Quayle on 3 years ago, and he was telling people carry concealed weapons holders were going to be GPSed? Remember that?
Yes.
Well, I wasn't a member then, but I would listen to it streaming overnight because I listen to you while I sleep. That's how I learn so much. But that very day, I'm getting ready, running around, getting my Hawks and Owls stuffed into the car to go to a program, and knock, knock, knock on the door, and there's this older guy with a lanyard around his neck from the Census Bureau, and he had a box in his hand, and he said, I'm doing some preliminary census stuff, would you mind speaking your physical address into this box? And I didn't think anything about it. Well, that night, overnight, I'm hearing that day's broadcast, and I'm going, holy God, I can't believe that happened to me. So I went around to all my neighbors. Nobody else got GPSed. And nobody else but me had a carry concealed weapons permit.
Steve Quayle said on this show 3 years ago they were going to have domestic drones over us using GPS to mark our houses. Now that's admitted. See, it sounded crazy to say the NSA spying on us without warrants. And now it's just like, oh, of course they do. It's just amazing. Any comments on what she's bringing up? Adam Kokesh.
Well, I think it's just part of the government in its death throes. You know, what you're talking about in terms of the implications for the New World Order, most of these efforts are futile. And it's really a matter of how do we ease ourselves out of this in a way that doesn't hurt as many people as possible. So I think that by taking away the tools, you know, by abolishing the particular layer of government that we're experiencing the most tyranny at right now, we can address a lot of these problems
head
on.
If we got rid of the federal government, there'd be a boom, the likes of which this country has never seen.
Exactly.
$85 billion a month is siphoned out of this country and given to private individuals, and Congress can't even be told who the specific people are.
I don't want to play whack-a-mole with all these issues and say, like, all right, we're going to fight GPS, and we're going to fight for gun rights, and we're going to fight for concealed carry, and then we're going to fight the NDAA. Because if you do that and you say, well, I'm going to use the democratic process, and we're going to lobby our representatives, and we're going to do it that way, and the government says, oh, good job. They'll pat you on the head and praise you and say, yeah, you defeated a bill. You see, the system works. Behind your back, they take a mile and laugh at you.
Except now they see the crime is cutting into profits and destroying society. This tyranny they're setting up is not good for really anybody.
I'll make one quick comment about something I saw on C-SPAN yesterday. I was stuck inside doing housework, so I put C-SPAN on. And normally it's stuff in Washington, like at the Capitol and stuff, but yesterday it was in San Francisco. And there was a panel of people, two CEOs from car share and ride share, and then a couple of, like, statisticians and stuff like that. The audience was full of 20-something, probably into their 30s, and nobody wants to own a car. They want to all share one. They want to stack and pack. And I'm thinking, I'm starting to smell Agenda 21. And people got up at the end and asked questions. Nobody mentioned anything about smart growth. Everybody thought sharing a car is a great idea.
This is the plan. And that way more of your energy, your taxes, can go to the bureaucrats to have private jets. Absolutely. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door's weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armor Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The decision was publicly announced more than a decade ago by MIT and other major technology development centers, where they take our tax money and then go out and hire the best and brightest engineers and scientists. The decision was made to wire all of society to surveil and dominate and cheat the public. The stock market's rigged. The interest rates are rigged. Everything's rigged. It's this kleptocratic group who's stolen the world. Now that they've done that, they're saying, oh, we're libertarian. We keep our trillions we've stolen offshore. And, we're exempt from taxation, while they also lobby the socialist and communists to raise taxes on the general public, poor people, you name it. Obama raised taxes on poor people to then transfer that money offshore to them. And I'm talking about people like Peter Thiel, you know, who's running around trying to take over the libertarians and is a member of Bilderberg. And I'm not saying we can't have converts within the establishment. But these are not converts. This is cynical. So, Adam, explain to me. All I'm saying is a lot of times you have a, quote, revolution. The vacuum gets filled with an even more corrupt system. I think we should have a very small federal government. Down the road, if we were able to get rid of it, that'd be great. But right now I'm trying to expose connect boxes hooked into the NSA, watching and listening to everything you do, not to stop you from doing crime, but to dominate you and run your life and know what you're thinking before you're even thinking it. You know, I'm busy trying to get GMO out of, you know, places and exposing it. I'm busy trying. You say, well, there's whack-a-mole, all these battles. That's where I've seen us have success. I mean, how would this model look of dissolving the federal government? How would this model look? And then I guess you think that the bankers wouldn't go fund the Chinese to then invade us and attack us? Because that's the first thing they do. Or do you think our example of liberty would then be adopted by the Chinese and then they'd bring down their government?
I think that's much more likely, and I think the historical trend would be towards that. And this power vacuum argument is not without historical precedent and has some credibility, but that's what makes this revolution that we're experiencing right now unique, this particular philosophically based revolution that includes a change in the paradigm. So what is that power vacuum filled with? It's filled with self-rule. It's filled with people asserting their rights. That's what prevents another power that would be as destructive from coming in. But you talk about the victories that we've had and that are absolutely legitimate victories in putting checks on government power, but none of them have done anything to stop the general trend of government continuing to grow exponentially for the amount of exploitation. As you know, numerically, when you talk about the banksters, it's continuing to grow. None of that has stop the bigger trend. So you point out that we have a sort of fake liberty happening within the establishment. I still think that's an improvement over, you know, obvious direct tyranny, where they're saying, no, you need a ruler. We're going to be in charge of you. We're going to take your rights and we're going to tell you how to live. We're going to pretend like we're letting you live your own life. And like in that sense, I think Rand Paul would be a huge improvement over Barack Obama. But I don't think that's the be all end all solution. And having some fake liberty where you say we still need a government, you still need some central authority, is exactly what stops the process of the most important part of the paradigm shift, which is people internalizing the idea that they are free, beautiful, independent human beings who are capable of ruling themselves.
So to be specific, we're going to take some phone calls. Adam Kokesh is our guest, AdamVersusTheMan.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Because I misinterpreted last week when I saw that letter you put out Friday about, you know, the final revolution is announced, march on all 50 capitals, you know, peaceful may not be possible in a year if we don't do this. I was interpreting it as, because it was kind of left nebulous, and you used rhetoric before, like, this is an overthrow, this is a revolt. I just wouldn't use that nomenclature. It's kind of like the groups planning an official protest of Bilderberg are calling it fringe. Well, we're not the fringe. The Bilderberg group is the authoritarian, parasitic fringe.
Well, Alex, what are you afraid of, that they're going to call us terrorists? I think it's time to actually use precise, direct language in what we're talking about and not be afraid about how it's going to be spun by the loyalists. We are armed. We are revolting. We are calling for an end to the United States federal government. We know it. Both of us are. You want to reboot it? I say we can end it and simply refill that power vacuum with individuals asserting their rights or even states asserting their sovereignty.
What I'm saying is the federal, it ends the argument when you prove it's run by foreign banks illegally.
Sure.
That are sucking $85 billion a month out. That's not even the federal government. I mean, we can debate whether to get rid of the... Okay, let's kick the globalist out, and then we can decide whether we're going to abolish it or not.
Sure, and Alex, if what happened as a result of what I'm calling for is that we are successful and there is a dissolution of the government, and at that point the governors get together and say, well, we kind of want a defense collective, I'd be against it. I think it's going in the wrong direction. But I'd still be very happy with that as an outcome compared to continuing along the path of inevitable decline and a violent collapse of a government in its death throes as we're facing today on our current course.
Sure, but I mean, I would like to just arrest the leader of the Federal Reserve, arrest Jamie Dimon, arrest the heads of the big banks that are running the policy of treason. But it's not even treason because they're globalist. And so my point is, you want to reverse the implosion by design of society. We've got to first kick the globalist out, because I think if you got rid of the federal government entirely or the shell of it, then the robber barons would attack the states one at a time. I mean, that's what America was the states in a mutual defense pact. And now it's just become a federal government, which then got taken over itself.
Well, sure, Alex. I believe that it's only one step in the right direction. The eventual course of human history is to achieve a truly free, voluntary, stateless society. So anything that moves us in that direction is a positive. And you're absolutely correct to point out that if we have this orderly dissolution of the American government, you will still have very dangerous state governments. But at least then the damage will be compartmentalized, and people will be able to recognize if the banksters are going after one particular unit or another. But you also have to acknowledge that the Federal Reserve System, the U.S. dollar, is the world reserve currency, is the underpinning of so much of their power on a global level. And if you take that away, you get rid of this foundation of so much of that power. And part of this revolution has to include people at least asserting that they should have local currencies or currencies that are commodity-backed, at least non-coercive currencies. And you know as well as I that that's what was really at the underpinning of the Federal Reserve System, that it was forced on the American people and coupled with gold confiscation.
Well, I know this. America has been hijacked, and that's not just rhetoric. I mean, if we could ever have a real discussion about how we're a conquered country, they're trying to mop up the media, mop up the states. That's causing pushback because it's gotten so naked. And I'm just saying, these globalists, I mean, Adam, they will nuke a city. I mean, you've shied away from 9/11, you know, could be staged. And I mean, now our government runs al-Qaeda openly in Libya and Syria. What are you going to do when they blow up a major city and then say that the Patriots did it? You know, Patriots stole a nuke off an airbase and detonated it, and they're coming to kill us. Because, I mean, that's what I'm telling you. We keep fighting them in the info war. We are bringing them down right now. We're winning on this front. They want a confrontation. I don't want to give them an excuse, because if I was them, I'd shut off a nuke and blame it on us.
Well, they're making excuses left and right anyways, and you could what if this to death, Alex, but the greatest thing we can do to mitigate the possibilities of violence is take away the tools of violence, take away the nuclear weapons, take away the standing army of the federal government, take away the IRS, take away all the federalized police forces, and minimize what power it is that they actually
wield. But there's other big criminal government gangs out there, and that's where the necessary evil argument of government comes in. What do you do about the Chi-Coms and the Russians and everybody else the globalists armed and put in power? These bankers are still going to be running the rest of the world.
Well, if some defense collective is necessary based on the threats when we get to this point, I would hope that it could be achieved through voluntary means. But I can certainly acknowledge that possibility, and my plan does not preclude that. But the best thing that we can do to prevent that inevitability, or that possibility, rather, of foreign military attacks on the United States is to inspire revolution in other countries and spread the message. And really, as you know, Alex, the paradigm shift that's happening today is global. I'm sure you, as well as I do, have fans from all over the world who are appreciative of this message, who don't have a particular stake in what it means to be an American, but they understand what it means to have the American government as a threat to the world.
Sure, well, let me ask you this question. What do you do about the 50% of the population on average that literally can't tie their shoelaces and have no idea what planet they're even on and walk around drooling with make-work jobs or welfare checks, who don't even, you know their name? I mean, what do you do about those people?
We have to reach them with the message. We have to elevate them. We have to inspire them. And we have to show them that when you take away government intervention in the economy, more economic opportunities come about. But if you understand the mode of government, it's we're going to break your leg and then give you a crutch and say, if it wasn't for government, you wouldn't be able to walk. And when you have someone in that crippled situation, because you're absolutely right to point out that a large chunk of the population is psychologically crippled as a result of government propaganda, what do you have to do? Sometimes there is a healing process. There's going to be a stumble. There's going to be an adjustment. But if you allow that leg to heal and you stop breaking that leg in the first place, you'll be able to walk in no time and eventually start running. And I think when people are able to see that as clearly as they are now, thanks to your work in large part and everything else that's available on the Internet, they're going to be demanding that the crutches be taken away.
Well, the whole system's coming to an end. That's why the oligarchs are digging in, thinking a police state's going to allow them to stay in power. Everybody I talk to, even knows the rich guys don't pay taxes on average. They know the globalists are exempt from all these rules. I don't see how they're going to get away with it. And so I just hope the establishment decides to go quietly into the night, because it's going to be easier for them to give up their power than set the whole world on fire. But they got in power, Adam, because they're willing to take the risk to do it. I don't think this is going to go very easily. This is going to be a big deal.
Well, so am I, and that's why it's so important to not say that we're a completely nonviolent or passive resistance movement. We assert nonviolent means when possible, as it is certainly preferable, but we are not afraid to use violence if necessary, and we are capable of and asserting our right to defend ourselves. And I think
That's not even violence if it's defensive.
Exactly. Well, it's violent in the sense that it is a violent act that we are reacting to when it's necessary to defend ourselves.
Defense is always, watching Al-Qaeda be used against Syria for 2+ years and bombing them and all this, and then the media saying, how dare Syria defend themselves? I mean, it's just, things are so screwed up.
And that's why it's time for drastic action. I don't think these efforts to fight back, an inch at a time are going to be effective when it comes to the actual point of collapse of modern governments.
How far out do you think collapse is? Because, they've got MSNBC articles about, or CNBC articles about, the dollar dying and stuff. I mean, it's just amazing.
I don't know, and I don't want to make predictions in terms of years, but I'm thinking somewhere on the timeline of 5 to 20 years. I know that's pretty vague, but I do know that there is going to be a collapse of some kind, and the federal government, as we know it, is unsustainable. So it's kind of a matter of the longer we let it go, the worse it's going to be. If this revolution starting this July 4th is successful, and enough people come out and decide that we are going to fundamentally change the conversation, we are going to get the American people to wake up and realize that we're
what do you mean by revolution? I mean, you say march and demand the governors do this and then take the federal property. Are you implying people should do a forced offensive situation?
No, I think that the governors can reclaim property within their states. As you have said, the federal government is illegitimate and has no legitimate authority over that property when a state would, by comparison, although I would still say that it's fundamentally illegitimate as it's all part of the same system.
Well, I'll say this. The Fed's internal manuals that have been made public and all their training from my sources is to send in federal troops into any state that does that. They're really worried about that scenario. But if enough states did it, and that's why they always try to play off north against south, black against white, all this garbage.
Yep.
But I think if a state like Texas did it and said you're an illegitimate government, foreign banks run you, we're done with you, I think we would be joined by other states immediately. I mean, it's like the TSA, the state unanimously voted in the House to say you can't violate state and federal law and grab people's genitals. We're going to start arresting you. And the Fed said we'll have an armed blockade with F-16s. Why didn't we call the bluff and say, okay, bring in your force? They would have lost the moral debate instantly when an F-16 ordered a passenger jet to land. I mean, is there nothing we won't put up with? The military isn't going to have that's why they want to go to drones, Adam, because the future of an F-16 or F-18 or, a pilot says, I'm not going to shoot down an American Airlines flight flying into Texas. They'll just send a drone to do it.
I believe you have a saying in Texas that would appropriately apply to your governor, all hat, no cattle.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, boy. But I mean, my point is, the feds really think Obama is Abe Lincoln, and they fantasize about how they're going to invade the states and put us in work brigades. I mean, these hippies really think they're like Mao Zedong or something. And I got news for them. Folks, we got 300 million guns plus. And I mean, it's like I told the redcoat, I'm not looking for a fight. But listen, it will trigger 1776. And I mean, all these people that work for the government, just because they're wearing commando outfits, I don't think they have any idea what's going to happen if they actually start this fight.
I think you're right, and that's one of the things that really is on our side, that the groundwork has been laid in the raising of awareness of the people. And we've seen this in every resistance movement of this type. When the government cracks down, it backfires. I mean, look at the Arab Spring. Look at and I'm not saying that those were pure, true revolutions without foreign influence by any stretch, but there are a lot of lessons to be learned from the mechanisms of how those various events played out. And when the government cracks down, I mean, look at like in Egypt. When the government shuts down the internet, it's time to shut down the government. And I think people will respond to that. And it's those kinds of things that will wake people up. So, again, this idea of an orderly dissolution through the states seceding and reclaiming federal property is doing things the safe, peaceful, easy way rather than being delusional and waiting to do it the hard way.
Well, I mean, the feds have more than half the property in the West, some states like 90%. imagine if they took all the stuff that's just rotting and wildfires because they won't cut the trees. Imagine if they actually sold that stuff off for, you know, 10 cents on the dollar, the amount of money it would raise, the wealth, the new boom.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, no, it's criminal how much this government is held us back economically. And that's what I think the people will only come to realize when it's shown in stark contrast. You can have the federal government or you cannot have the federal government. Look at the savings. Look at what the states can do. Look at what you can do as an individual with your community. Look at all the mutual aid organizations that are popping up. Look at all the ways that technology is empowering us to render government obsolete and to assert our self-ownership.
Yeah, well, why does FEMA come in and say no? No one else can help in a flood or disaster, and then put up signs saying "close for bad weather."
Right, because they want you to be dependent, and that's kind of the struggle right now. Is the American people are caught between those of us who have woken up and the government, and there is a real, a very deep conflict, a certain cognitive dissonance, and we have the truth on our side. We have to simply inspire them to do the right thing and to avoid that cognitive dissonance and show them that living in the truth is not only easier, but it's better. You're happier and healthier with an actual grounded relationship with reality rather than just believing the government's propaganda.
Well, you're right. Let's jam in a phone call. David in California. You want to bring up, I guess, the article I mentioned earlier where they're going to teach five-year-old boys how to dress like girls. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. It wasn't actually an article about that. It was there's actually a school in Wisconsin where for Spirit Day, it's an elementary school, and the teachers want the boys to come in dressed like girls and the girls to dress like guys, like boys. And,
well, that's because they're attacking fundamental human institutions. People want to live some way. That's their issue. Yeah, they're obsessed with it. I'm not. But the trying to sexualize young children has a name. It's called pedophilia.
Well, it's not only that. I mean, I've noticed there's kind of this push and this agenda to kind of feminize men. You know, oh, it's cool now as a guy to be wearing, nail polish, and women like the feminine guys and guys who wear makeup. And, you know, there's like a push to make.
Yeah, see how many women you really get doing that. I mean, that's just the messages they give men are the complete opposite of, I mean, maybe a trendy's looking for it at first, but that ain't what she's going to stay into. Adam Kokesh, your comments on the agenda of this decadent government.
Yeah, well, there's another story that I covered today from IntelAbove.com. Department of Homeland Security teaching kids to go to FEMA camps in time of crisis. And in a sense, the propagandization is getting deeper and earlier. But we're going to see a split as well in the children that are raised by parents that have this awareness. Not all of them are capable of getting their children out and homeschooling or unschooling them. But when you see kids in these situations, and one of the things that I'm so encouraged by it, and I know you get emails like this too, Alex, from people in my audience that are in middle school that are going, holy crap, I'm the only one here who gets it, but they're listening to Adam versus the Man, and I'm so encouraged because the people that grow up with the internet, this is the thing, for all the government's efforts to propagandize the youth, they are so much smarter than us, they're so much more tuned in, you know, and I'm 31, I barely count myself among the millennial generation, but those of us who grew up with the internet have a whole other awareness, and you can lie to us, but you can't get away with it for very long.
Well, exactly. What's going on here is so many times their propaganda works for a while, but then boomerangs or backlashes.
Right, and with this younger generation that's coming up, I mean, the kids that went to high school with smartphones, when their teacher lies to them, and they can just look it up and be like, I don't think so. Or like we saw, you know, kids were actually recording their teachers and then calling them out on it or doing the research afterwards and finding out the truth. It's just, it's incredible. You can't control the next generation. If anything, we have an obligation to get government out of their way.
All right, listen, appreciate your call, David, and I'm sorry to other callers. If you call back tomorrow, we'll put you to the head of the line, Joe Bryan, First Sergeant in Florida, Nicholas. I went 30 minutes in overdrive. Okay, Adam, so the march on D.C. is off July 4th.
We are marching on all 50 state capitals, and for anybody who wants to get involved, our national coordinator is Jeffrey Phillips. We've got most states covered, but we still need people to step up. We're going to have a list soon of those where we need people to take point. But Jeffrey, Jeffrey, at AdamVersusTheMan.com.
All right, great. Thank you so much, folks. The new Bilderberg.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. The special Bilderberg coverage area, Infowars.com/Bilderberg.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
It's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Open phones right now at 800-259-9231 on any issue or item you'd like to talk about. Again, we don't screen your calls, which makes it interesting. Sometimes people call in kind of like they're having their own private discussion or they're plugging something. And a little rule about radio is plugging really is fine, but you might want to tell a story about it so that it's interesting in a context to something. In the world, our government, our criminal government, is spying on people, intimidating people. Basically, you name it, they're doing it right now. And we either get upset about this and take action and use this corruption and this awakening to reverse the pendulum, or, which happens a lot in history, it just all gets accepted, and then we know we live in a third world country. with a bunch of paramilitary crazies ruling over us. There's an amazing video compilation and article by Steve Watson up on Infowars.com. Nixon Obama, powerful video, compares scandal responses, because I've been seeing that myself, how he looks and acts just like Richard Nixon and the rest of his administration does, and the parallels are incredible. Also, Kissinger, U.S. and China collaborate on globalist world order. That is some of the news that we're going to be breaking down on that front. And I'm going to play Kissinger being confronted. I also talked to the head police officer over three different jurisdictions that are going to be in and around Bilderberg. I ended up talking to him today, and I was a little bit cynical when the guy said he was a listener, but talking to him, he sounded pretty genuine and was describing stuff he'd listened to on the show and said that he wanted to make sure that free speech was honored in the free press and demonstrators, that they have moved to make sure that Bilderberg has to pay for the cost of policing, that they are wary of provocateurs, and that he was aware that Bilderberg reportedly had a history of staging things themselves to demonize people. So that's in Watford, just northwest of London. That's an interesting article up on Infowars.com. Kindergartner forced to apologize for brandishing tiny Lego gun. You have all these violence in movies, TVs, shows, sell all these toys, Nerf guns, you name it. And then when kids play with them, the police get called. Or when your kid takes a Lego toy to school, they get kicked out of school or get suspended or have to apologize. You know, it's kind of like how there's bars everywhere and alcohol sold everywhere, but now the feds want to lower the alcohol level to 0.5. So if you even drink one beer and then go get in your car, you're going to be arrested. It's all just a way to get us into the system. And again, awakening to this, realizing this is going on, is the way to turn things around. Ben, Chris, Robert, Rob, Daniel, and many others, we're going to go to your calls right now. Have your point, have your question ready. And then when we start the next hour, I'll get into the Kissinger confrontation. Google is launching blimps to beam their signals and spy beams over you, whether you like it or not, and to fly around scooping up all your other wireless transmissions. I mean, Google is the NSA. But it's the global on, New World Order, Skynet, don't be evil garbage. And I wonder if I was in the ocean, if somebody had like stuck a big decal on top of Great White's head that said, don't be evil. Or maybe a couple little pink flowers. Then people would jump in with the Great White and like, oh, you're my friend, because it said, don't be evil. You just put don't be evil on the side of a shark. It would like make it safe and nice. It's all just camouflage. Let's go ahead and talk to Ben in Missouri. You're on the air. Welcome, Ben.
Hey, Alex. It's great to talk to you. I'm a huge fan. I've been a listener since last year. I actually saw somebody with a Ron Paul bumper sticker, and right next to it, they had an InfoWars sticker. So I ended up going to the site, and I've been a fellow extremist for, you know, ever since. So what I wanted to talk about today was the police state here in St. Louis. Now, a couple weeks back, I was at my home and, you know, just playing some guitar in the garage, hanging out, you know, nothing really that, offensive, nothing that loud. Okay. So cop comes, you know, your neighbors called us, you're being too loud, you know, what's your name? Okay, gave him my name. Well, let me see your ID. So, you know, I'm at my own place. I got a fenced-in yard. I don't carry my wallet around with me while I'm at home. So, all right, well, what's your Social Security number? He says to me. So I'm like, well, you know, why do I need to give you my Social Security number? Can't you just look up my information from, you know, from your file here using my name and address? So finally, he starts to get pretty upset with me because I won't, you know, bow down and kiss his badge and kiss his ring and just goes, give me your hands. So I back up and I'm like, whoa, what's going on? What are you doing? And, you know, I think that eventually the story ends up, I ended up spending 24 hours in jail, in St. Louis City Jail, around a bunch of gang members who were snorting heroin But I tell you what, Alex, by the end of my little vacation for a noise complaint, which I couldn't post bail for because it was $0, and I'm fighting it right now, but at the end of the whole thing, you'll be glad to know that I had basically converted and been preaching unity to these guys, and by the end of it, they were really upset to see me go. But the whole point of the whole story is, Alex, that, you know, I think police who are trained now are trained much differently than they were before. I think they're trained to cover their steps, to make sure that, you know, their fellow officers don't get in trouble, and to err on the side of, you know, violating people's rights and then covering their steps instead of erring on the side of, oh, well, I can't enforce this ordinance because it, you know, is really subjectively written, et cetera, et cetera. And I think these are the small things, the small battles that people are fighting on a day-to-day basis that are really, you know, it's kind of a microcosm of the bigger overall picture. And even for me to just, you know, fight this and go to court and say, no, I'm not guilty of this, I didn't do anything wrong, is just one small thing that I or anybody else could do to just stand up and say, I'm not going to take this anymore. So just wanted to share a quick story with you, Alex. Like I said, it's great to talk to you. It's great to be on the air. And keep up the good work.
Well, thank you, sir. Really great testimony. And how you found the broadcast via somebody putting an Infowars.com bumper sticker on their car. That's how we reach out to people. That's how we're going to change the future destiny of society and our culture. We good people can either stand up and say no to corruption, or we can just give into it, and then the pit of hell is the limit. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you. We're going to go to more calls here, but police are trained. There's terrorists everywhere. Everyone's an insurgent. Everyone's a suspect but government. And anybody that doesn't immediately follow their orders is a criminal who needs to be tasered and arrested. And, again, a lot of police got into policing because of family or a need to serve, or it seems like a decent job when they get out of the military and they want some adventure. But I'd say if you look at the criminology, maybe 20% that end up getting out of police academy, right around that number, are either sociopaths, sadists, psychopaths, high-functioning psychopaths. They're on power trips. And they're the cops that rape women. You know, they're the CPS people that rape little kids. They're the firemen that, you know, plant pipe bombs so they can save the day. They're the people that will use that to oppress and dominate folks. And government is now psychologically testing, not even so much looking for criminals, but for kind of dumbed down people that will get off on dominating people from a mindset of for their own good. And, I mean, I see the videos online all the time where the cops show up and they go, we had a report of yelling. No, everything's fine. Well, we're coming to your house. No, it's all right. You know, the husband, wife, we're fine. Kids are playing in the yard. We don't feel like talking to you. You don't have a warrant. Well, come out of there or we're going to kick down your door. So they kick down the door. The people have their hands up and they taser them as an act of dominance, as an act of I'm going to punish you. They call that pain compliance. Pain compliance. And, I mean, I've seen videos from 20 years ago. It's in the extra of my film, Martial Law. And in that documentary, you know, we show in the extra where the LAPD and others have pro-life demonstrators that are just sitting on the sidewalk. And they come over with nunchucks, twist their arms till they compound fracture and bones pop out. And the federal judge ruled that was good. Because they didn't get up when they were told, so we're going to give you a compound fracture, which, by the way, can kill you. You know, we're going to basically snap your arm in a way meant to twist the arm off, show the bone. If you keep going, you can twist the whole arm off completely. It's not that hard to tear somebody's arm off with nunchucks. And it just twists. All right, okay, bone sticking out. And then, the preacher and the priest, there's video, they fall over with their arms broken. And the cops come with billy clubs and get a few extra beats in because this is like a sexual rape experience for them. There's blood. They've got some bones popped out. And it's so pleasurable to see the priest fall on the ground and then to come over and beat him with a billy club. It feels so manly, so good to hurt an innocent person who wants to draw attention to killing children. It feels so good doing that that you want to continue it. And we now have state-run religion to a great extent in this country where they're, you know, teaching everybody that they need to worship the government. That's what the Bible says, instead of support a constitutional government. That it's really disgusting, but you didn't submit to that cop. You didn't produce your ID. And again, it would have been one thing if he had a report of a burglar, and it was a real report, and then the cop shows up, and you're running around the back of the house, and they want to see your ID. But, you know, I've had alarms go off at my house before, back when I lived in town. And, you know, you put your shirt on, your pants on, you turn it off, because one time a bird flew into the window and set it off. Another time, I don't know why it went off. Cops show up 20 minutes later. They're banging on the door. You go down. You're wearing shorts, T-shirt. You open your door, and you go, yeah, I'm Alex Jones. I live here. And both the cops look at me. And they recognize, you know, who I am. They're like, oh, yeah, Alex Jones. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, all right. They start turning away. And I say, have a great night. They turn back around. They go, let us see your ID. And my office was right there. And I said, okay. And I got it. These cops know who they are. And I got it. And I said, here it is. And they didn't even really look at it. It was an act of domination. And I said, hey, you be safe out there. I said, you knew who I was. You just did that to make me do something. And I laughed at him. I mean, can you imagine? No, because they admitted, no, we thought that was you. Really? You know I live here. You can check the address. I am 1 foot away from you under a porch light. I didn't get into all this with them. And you want to see my ID just because I showed them humanity and said, hey, you guys have a great night. Be careful out there. I think that's what I said, yeah. Have a great night. Be careful out there. And it was a male cop and a female cop. It was a female cop turned around, looked at me. I got to be honest, it's female cops generally. I'm not saying they're all bad, but they're the worst. And said, let me see your ID. And I looked at her, and I smiled at her. And I said, yeah, okay, I'll show you that. And then after I gave it to him, I got back and I said, you knew who I was, didn't you? And the cop behind her goes, yeah, we do. We thought that was you. I just looked at him and said, going back to exact memory, I said, you just did that to make me do that. And I laughed at him and shut the door. Because it's funny. I mean, it'd be like if, you know, they went to the mayor's house and they know the mayor, they've met the mayor. And, okay, mayor, can I see your ID? Just a mindless act of domination. Because I showed him humanity. See, I've noticed with police, especially the bad ones, if I bow up and I'm arrogant and really use an authoritative voice on them, they tend to, like, back off and get freaked out. But then with bad police, if you act friendly towards them, they act like it's weird because they don't want to be your friend. They don't want there to be a community. They've been taught, the FBI training manual will say, if someone chats you up and is nice to you, they may be an extremist. Let's go to another call here. Rob in California, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Alex. How are you?
Good, buddy. Welcome.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I am, in a sense, going through the process of waking up, have been for about a year or so. And one of the things that has really resonated with me and which spurred me to call in was the fact that you just said open lines. But back to my point, I'm an epileptic. I've had epilepsy since I was about 14. It was when I was first diagnosed, moved out to California a couple of years back, changed medications, and got off the antidepressant that I was taking at the time to control the seizures, and am taking a new drug that is not an antidepressant, which has really accelerated the process of waking up. And every once in a while, I hear you talk about fluoride in the water, as well as, you know, SSRIs and antidepressants. But what I'd really like to get your take on is if you could share some insight on either fluoride or antidepressants and how that factors into various neurological disorders such as the one I have with epilepsy or autism for that matter. That would be great. I think that, you know, situations like this and health concerns and foods are a real good way to connect with people who, like myself, for a long time didn't want to get in and recognize the fact that there is a larger dark force, say the, you know, the New World Order and all that other stuff. That's a lot to grasp. But when you get on a topic such as like for me, epilepsy, there's something that I can really identify with, and for a lot of other people, it's food and water, and that can be the turning point in somebody who's almost there.
I hear you, Rob, and again, we don't necessarily know that your epilepsy was caused by environmental issues. It may be genetic, but we know epilepsy and all their brain disorders are way up.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
That last caller who was bringing up epilepsy, and I've had Dr. Russell Blaylock, brain surgeon, on. I've had many other medical doctors on to go over what the bisphenol A and the hydrofluorosilicic acid, the fluoride, what all the different chemicals in the food and the water are doing, what the pesticides that are grown pharmacologically in the crops so that insects can't eat them, what that does to guinea pigs and things. And it's neurological disorders, the entire spectrum. Depends on your genetics, what it's going to do to you. They're all just going straight up. This is what we talked about yesterday. Cancers going straight up. IQs going straight down. Sperm count going straight down. Female fertility going straight down. People ask, well, then why are lower class poor people able to have so many kids? Because they have when they're about 12 or 13. And then, quote, middle class or wealthy people tend to start having kids at about 35, 40. And by then, you're infertile. And this stuff's all been actuaried out. I mean, they write books about it. Bertrand Russell wrote books. The White House science czar wrote books. Henry Kissinger, we're going to play the clip next hour. The video's up on Infowars.com. Was confronted about State Department Memorandum 200 for forced population reduction. And then said, get out of here, ridiculous, in his fake German accent. You know, he's got a brother, because they've lived in the U.S. since they were teenagers, who has no German accent. It's just completely fake. Dr. Kissinger. I mean, what a joke. He was getting an award by Wesley Clark. No, it wasn't Wesley Clark. It was General Petraeus, excuse me. Who was, talking about what a hero Henry Kissinger is. Kissinger's the one that engineered the sellout of our republic to China. Not to the Chinese people, but to the communist Chinese, to use them as a managed market to leverage out our communities. I mean, here's an example. I was reading the news yesterday. My son was at work and brought it to my attention that China can sell mahogany beds and stuff from Madagascar for hundreds of thousands of dollars, and they're allowed to ship their guitars. Of course, the owner of Gibson, the CEO, part owner, had talked about this on the show. They're allowed to ship all that in, violating the Kerry Act, but that's left alone because they lobby Congress and the federal regulators. But then American companies can't go to other countries, get legal hardwood, bring it in, and make stuff here. Even if you can pay the living wage, pay the insurance, pay all the extra stuff, they won't let you get the wood to build it, and they will SWAT team raid you until you're shut down. The Lacey Act. And, you know, this is the type of stuff that they do. And because they used America's openness to shut us down. We were an open, free country, by and large, wide open, and then we just allowed foreign bribery to go on, and now we are just being shut down. I mean, you know how much money you can make coming in and shutting down your competition? That automatically opens up the market for only you, whether it's guitars or whether it's electricity from coal power plants or whether it's cars or whether it's medicines, whatever it is. America is done if people like Henry Kissinger have their way. As we end this hour, please remember the broadcast is listener-supported. When you buy the books, the videos, the T-shirts, the products, it helps wake people up around you and also funds our operation. We have the ProPure water filters, 15% off, only running that for a few more days. Promo code WATER15 to get 15% off.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, rates. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.